St. Patrick's Day, 2011. It is 2 in the morning, so it's not St. Patrick's Day no more. I don't know what day St. Patrick's Day is. Is it the 17th or is it the 16th? That would mean it's now the 17th or the 18th. I don't know. Man, you know, basically I guess I'm a trust fund kid. I never got the lump sum, but that's essentially how this ends up. I really don't have to work, you loud ass bus. I live the life of Riley cause my parents have a lot of money. And my brother's a big fuck up, but I'm not. And they're just glad that I'm not all fucked up. So I am gold. Days like this, I definitely appreciate that shit like crazy. I mean, I always do, but it comes to the fore, you know? Everyone I was hanging out with tonight, I mean, we all had fun, but pretty much everybody had to go to their job tomorrow. Not me, though. I can just go home. I can stay out. In fact, I drank way too much tonight, and I can't sleep when I'm drunk. I don't know why. It's an affliction. And it's pretty warm out, so I'm just going to walk around for a bit. There's really no sense in going home and just laying in bed, staring at the ceiling. Oh, what a feeling when I'm dancing on the ceiling. I think I see a guy making out with a chick, unless it's a guy making out with a guy. Whoa, progressive. Toronto, Canada. I would just like to say, ladies, I realized earlier today I was listening to a bunch of really old ham radios in the 20s when I was new to New York. And I don't know why, I just grabbed a bunch of them. And oh, I do know why. It was for an XO idea that I decided to scrap. But it's interesting because I barely remember some of this shit. So it's like listening back to a different person, but I know it's my life and talking about what's happening and my opinions and yada yada. But at some point in there, I started dating Ian. Oh, here comes some fucking dick walking down the street. I can't talk to myself. I'm eating a sausage that I bought with money that ain't mine. Thank you, mama. Wow, this is a nice street. I've never been down this before. Where the fuck am I? It's like this little tiny street. Maybe it doesn't even have a name. It's between King and Front, whatever is next. Wow, it's a street that only lasts for a block. It's really nice. So at some point when I'm listening back to myself from 3 years ago, oh, this is Toronto Street. Yeah, I had to find a store on the street once. It's not an obvious street to find, being as it's only a block long. So in these old ham radios, when I started dating Ian, just hearing myself talk about women, or about her, I guess, I don't like myself when I am with a woman. I guess it's because I haven't had that many relationships. Really only a couple serious ones, so I'm just really not that good at it. So, I just capitulate. I turn into a bitch. It's unpleasant. It made me feel happier that I don't have a girlfriend now, because I just don't like hearing myself. It made my stomach turn a little bit. I'm just like, what a little bitch. Listen to that fuckface. I mean, I have plenty of XO episodes, or when I was on the Keith and the Girl marathon. Wah, 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 and boo-hoo-hooing, but I'm glad of that shit. Because I believe you'll find as you get older, unless you're a douchebag, that it's much harder to express how you really feel about stuff than it is to just try to be cool and fake tough. Even if it means you sound sobby, but if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. And I'm glad that I got to the point where I can let that shit out. But something about talking about, like, this girl I'm with, ugh. I don't like it. I don't like that version of myself. I need to learn how to be in a relationship with somebody, excuse me, without just transforming into some shitty shit face. Anyway, and with that theme, okay, wait, I'm on King Street now, so it must be between Adelaide and King is where Toronto Street runs. So I just walked by a chick earlier, and you see this all the time. I mean, we're at past 2 a.m., party time is winding down. All the bars are closing down. Everyone's been out drinking. How can you not have fun? But you always pass that chick who's walking with some dude, and she's got this stern expression, and she's talking about something as though it's a big deal. Yeah, she's always got this stern expression, and she's not looking at him, and she's talking about something. It doesn't even matter what. Like it's important. And then this happened, and and then there's a And it's like, you know what, lady? Fuck you. Fuck you, you dumb cunt. Fuck you. That, just that attitude. I don't know if I'm explaining it well, but I'm sure you've seen this lady who's doing that. And the guy is only putting up with it because he wants to fuck your pussy hole. That's the only reason he's putting up with your stupid, shitty attitude. That's the only reason anyone has ever put up with your stupid, shitty attitude in your whole life, is because you're a cute enough girl. You have value to us, biologically. So we put up with your dumb fucking attitude. Well, you know what? Fuck you. How do you like that, bitch? Who's nobody? I don't even know who I'm talking to. I guess I'm talking to the future, you know? The next time I run across a girl who acts like that, it doesn't matter how much I want the status symbol of having her walking next to me. It doesn't matter how much I might like to put my hands on her naked body parts. Fuck you. I'm too old for that shit now. I don't care no more. I would rather just be by myself if it means being a better version of myself. I mean, this is obviously not all women. There are women that make your life better. But there's a lot of women who don't. And we put up with this shit. We put up with it because that's all you think about every day is banging ladies. I mean, it's priority number one of our biology. What are we supposed to do? Man, you can't help it. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this episode, this drunken walk home. Oh no, I dropped my sausage. That's okay though. The bun took the brunt of the grossness, so I'll just eat the sausage out of the middle. Since it's the bun that hit the sidewalk, I didn't really want the bun anyway. Pretty close to home, but like I said, I shouldn't go home yet. There's no point. Too drunk. Today I would probably just go in, kick my roommate's stupid door open, and just be like, fucking, you suck. Gah, a year of your stupid bullshit. You blow. Fuck you. You're no catch like me. Listen to this. I'm the best. Cab driver just drove by me. Didn't stop. Probably thinks I'm crazy. So anyway, yeah, the drunk songs episode of XO. A big part of that was just, again, appreciating the fact that I have this life, that I have this easy life. And it's all thanks to the golden graces of my parents. And I played, I played this song, Him and Her, by Early Mart. And it's been in my head. I'm thinking about it. So let's listen to that again. It's a beautiful song. 10 out of 10. Gorgeous. A++++. Him and Her by Early Mart.
be deep in my dreams, just you and me.
I don't know, but then I'm thinking, what, I'm gonna walk around and just walk around the city? I don't know, there are still some people walking, but I don't know, I'm awful close to home. I could go home and finish Shadow of the Colossus. I'm on the 16th Colossus, man, it's the last one. But he's a little frustrating. I looked up on an FAQ what to do. I gotta jump from his one hand to his other hand and stab the second hand, even though there's no indication that I'm supposed to do such a thing. Can I do this drunk? Should I do this drunk? I mean, I'm finally at the end of this game. Is that gonna ruin the ending? Should I do that? But where am I walking to? I'm right by my house now. What am I, just walking around like some fucking idiot? I should go home. Should at least go home, I think. Anyway, New Mother Mother came out the other day. I saw them live with Craig last week. It was really cool. I like the shit out of that band. Got some drunks walking toward me. They are drunk and stumbly. Let's do a freestyle. One of the drunks was pantomiming punching. He was munching balls in his mind. He wishes he was munching balls in his mind and his mouth. In reality, he wishes that he could teabag lots of boys and lots of guys. I don't know why I go here. It's just easier than thinking of shit that actually makes sense. So two Asian guys just walked by. They had a chick in the middle of them. Are they both dating that? Wham. Ugh. Oh, I'm no freestyler. What's gonna happen when they get home? Are all three gonna bone? Are they gonna put a dick in the mouth? Are they gonna put a dick in a puss? Are the two guys gonna fucking high five over her head? That is the maneuver. I can't. Ah, no rhymes. Eiffel Tower. Boo-bah, boo-bah. Ah, ooh-ah. Fuck it. It's easier just to sing, because then no one notices if it doesn't rhyme. I saw Mother Mother. They were good. They played quite a few songs from the new album, but they didn't play this song. No, they didn't play it, but I like it a lot. U-turn, I like it a lot. I like song one, I like song two, I like song 12. Those are the ones that jumped out at me early on in the album. Hey, CN Tower's green. It's St. Patrick's dream. And I could ream someone in their high beams. If you went to the jeans, then you would be a fiend. And everyone could say, scream, scream, bitch, scream, motherfucker, scream all the dudes and scream all the kids. And then what if you said, your lid is loose? Tighten that lid, your lid. It's a moose, fucker. Why'd you use a moose as your loose lid? You put a moose's asshole on a jar. You screw it, you think that'll hold things in, but it just lets your precious preserves, blackberry currant jam, go up in the moose's anus, and then it gets in his digestive tract. It mixes with his feces. I should not go home right now. Look at this. There's my house. Right across the street. But I really? What the fuck? What the fuck am I gonna do with this drunken drinking, man? Try to act normal? Try to act quiet? Try to not just turn it up and wreck my whole house like a fucking fuck? This song is called Calm Me Down. Oh, appropriate. It's track 12, the final song. The new Mother Mother, which is titled Eureka, and it has the titular line. Don't wanna be a seeker, I wanna scream Eureka. Pretty good tune. Let's listen to it. Maybe it'll calm me down. It's not impossible, right? It could happen. Music can soothe the savage beast. Isn't that a thing? a guy in Shadow of the Colossus had a loot or something, we'd all be laughing. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I can't go home yet. Shit. Where else can I just listen to loud music and fucking sing along to it, man? Except 2:30 in the morning. 2:15, I mean. walking around. I'm gonna go down to the fucking distillery district where I found $20 a few shows ago. See what happens. But let me try rhyming for you fuckers. Yeah, let's do this. I got this rat-a-tat band that Beer Chick sent me. Cab driving by, it's alright, I don't need you. I'm gonna do Bombs Over Baghdad by Outkast. Let's see if I can do this shit over this song. You ready? Yeah, oh, there's a person walking. I need to wait until there's no people, cause I don't want any people. Cab stopping, I don't need your shit. This is my house, man. Why would I need you? I guess you're desperate. You hope that I need you, but I don't need you. Oh, he's letting someone off. He's counting some money. I could rob him. I could take all his money. That would be awesome. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. In Slum National Underground. Thunder pounds as I stomp the ground. Like a million elephants. Silverbacked orangutan. You can't stop a train. Who wants some? Don't come unprepared. I'll be there. But when I leave there, you better be a household name. Weatherman telling us it ain't gonna rain. Now we sitting in a drop top, soaking wet. In a silk suit, trying not to sweat. Hitting some assaults without the net. This'll be the year that you won't forget. 1999, in order mini, anything goes. Be what you wanna be as long as you know consequences. Giving for living, the fence is too high to drop in jail. Too low to dig, you might just touch hell hot. Get alive now, they on sale, then I might cast you a spell. Look at what came in the mail, up a scale and some Arm & Hammer. Soul Gold Grill and a baby mama. Black Cadillac and a pack of Pampers. Stack of questions and with no answers. A cure for cancer, cure for AIDS. Make you wanna go on tour for days. Get back home, things are wrong. Well, not really, they was bad all along. Before you left, adds up to a ball of power. Thoughts at 1,000 miles per hour. Hello, ghetto, let your brain breathe. Believe there's always more. Ow! You remember that song? Bombs Over Baghdad? If you don't, you'll remember this part. You ready? Don't pull the thing out unless you plan to bang. Bombs Over Baghdad. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, it had way better music than this. I don't think any of the rat-a-tat instrumentals will make it into my continued playlist. Just haven't deleted them yet. That's fun to do. I like that song. Hold on. I'm gonna pick a different instrumental for verse 2. Oh yeah, this is kind of cool. What's this called? Lapland? Yeah. It's slower, man. It's slower than Bombs Over Baghdad, B.O.B. that they took off the radio after the war in Iraq or whatever the fuck, or September 11th, some gay American shit. Okay, what is the first word of the second verse? How does it go? I just remembered it's 1, 2, 3 in Spanish. Uno, dos, tres, it's on. Did you ever rock a pimp like a microphone? And like that there, boy, and we still stay street. Big things happen every time we meet. Like a track fiend, crack fiend, dying to geek. Outcast bumping up and down the street. A slam back Cadillac about 5 niggas deep. 75 MCs freestyling to the beat. So we get crunk, stay drunk at the club. Should've caught an ounce, but you caught the dub. Should've gone in, but you throw the punch. Shit, but you packed the lunch. No G to the U to the D for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl 4 year, Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. I should've hit it, quit it, rag top. This is dumb, I'm forgetting words anyway, but it's supposed to be like twice this fast. Cut the music, fuck it. Get a bin for yourself, boy, set some goals. Make a fat diamond out of dusty coal. Record number 4, but we on a roll. Hold up, slow up, stop control like Janet. Planets think only is only. You're moving like Floyd coming straight to Florida. Lock all your doors and you're blocking the corridors and whipping up a bell. Yeah, I used to know all the words to that song. Fuck, fuck, blah. I'm drunk, man. Ooh, ah. Oh, I just spun around and I'm dizzy like a shit. Fuck. What other songs do I know? Do I even have any other instrumentals on here? I don't know if I do. I suppose I could just try to rap a song over another song. That's stupid. I'm not gonna do that. Anyway, the first verse is the best of that song. I don't need verse 2. Of course I forgot the words, because it's the suck verse. Okay, I'm gonna find a song. Oh, here we go. Okay, so corn. If you remember corn. I used to like corn back in the day. Oh, by the way, I'm in a baseball field right now. Middle of the night, it's a pretty good time not to find anybody. Who's going to come play baseball? Some Children of the Corn kids? Oh, see what I did? And I'm like a block east of my house. There's that perfect, beautiful view from the final shot of Scott Pilgrim. There's the TD building, all the bank buildings, there's the CN Tower. I'm gonna miss that view. Although, from when I move in with Craig, I'll be on the west side. I'll still see this view, I'll just see the other side of it. Which is also a pretty nice view. So, Korn has, I don't know, man, like 10 albums at this point. And they lost their way pretty severely in the last couple. They had songwriters, it was nonsense. It was like, what the shit? I listened to them just for the fuck of it. But I didn't have, there was no songs that I kept, you know. I listened to them through and I was like, eh, all right, and then delete. So they put out this album called Korn 3, Remember Where You Came From. And the idea is pretend they'd never put out their third album. Pretend they put this album out instead. And even, that's not even quite accurate. This is more like, what if it was their alternate history second album, excuse me. You can kind of imagine it, like, what if the first album came out and then this one? Because it's way back to their old style, even though they got a different drummer and head's gone, and it's really, it's not the same band, and it can't ever be the same band. But it's neat. It's like a neat thing. So let's listen to the song Fear is a Place to Live from that album. Because it's just kind of cool, you know? Just sort of remembering the old days. Remembering how Korn used to be, when it was kind of a neat thing. Fear is a Place to Live by Korn, Korn 3.
Yeah.
Okay, here's some drunk. Here's what I'm gonna do. Hold on. Gotta plug in my headphones so I can monitor myself. There we go. I was at karaoke all night, but I didn't do any songs. I always want to do this one song. There's this Sheryl Crow song. It's really depressing. And here's drunk. You're sorry you downloaded this now, aren't you? What if I do an a cappella of a Sheryl Crow song? Oh my god. That is the worst thing that has ever been podcasted ever in history. Let's do it. From her second album, 1996's Sheryl Crow, which I thought was pretty good, actually. I like that album a lot. It's a song called Home, about a lady in her early 30s starting to realize that her life didn't turn out quite like she wanted it to, that her early young romance did not last through her whole life, as it virtually never does. Identify, man, because I'm also a 32-year-old woman named Sheryl Crow in my soul, clearly. All right. Bang, bong, ba-bang, bong, 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 bang. I gotta walk at the right rhythm of that song. Dum, dum, ba-boom, boom, 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 boom. I woke up this morning, and now I understand what it means to give your life to just one man. Afraid of feeling nothing, no bees or butterflies. My head is full of voices, my house is full of lies. This is ho, 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 home. Oh, this is terrible. Ho, 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 home. Yeah, this is ho, home. Yeah, this is home. This is home. Okay, pay attention. This is where it gets sad. Here's the story. Here's the origin. Well, I saw you standing there when I was 17. Now I'm 32 and I can't remember what I'd seen in you. And I made a promise, I said it every day, and now I'm reading romance novels. I'm dreaming of yesterday. This is home. Song's called Home. Yeah, this is home. Did I mention that? It's track three. Home. This is home. Now here's where we spin it out a little. We get a little abstract. Here's where she starts thinking about her alternate world, her alternate reality, how shit could have gone. I'd like to see the Riviera and slow dance underneath the stars. I'd like to watch the sun come up in a stranger's arms. And this is home. Who could ever be here? I'm under the highway. Maybe a homeless guy? There's no way. Imagine if I ran into someone. How embarrassing. That would be insane, but that's not gonna happen. Okay, here it comes. Time for the coda. It's coming in. I'm going crazy a little every day, 'cause everything I wanted is now driving me away. I woke this morning to the sound of breaking hearts. Mine is full of questions and it's tearing yours apart, tearing yours apart. And it's tearing yours apart. and it's tearing us apart. See, look, I got a sensitive side, fuck faces. It's tearing us apart. Man, when I listen back to this, surely to fuck I won't put this out. That would be insane. Oh man, I just walked by what I thought might have been. Oh, it is. It is. It's a homeless guy sleeping under here. Oh my god. He just heard my amazing performance. I wonder if he was asleep or awake. Maybe it went in his dreams. Maybe he dreamed Sheryl Crow was in his dreams. First I thought it was a dude, then I thought it was just a bag of garbage, but it's a dude. Oh god, thank you, mom and dad. What the fuck, man? I would be so homeless. Oh, Christ. Anyway, surely to fuck I won't put that out, right? That's silly. Yeah, me singing, what do I care, man? Fuck my stupid podcast. If anyone's still listening to this point, shit. Maybe I should go to, this is one of the classic songs that I love singing. Ever since I was a teenager, man, since I was like 13 or 14, I've loved this song. I sing it over and over. It's, I've never heard the original. It's called Frying Pan by, not Lucinda Williams, what's her name? God damn, it's this tribute album they did for some lady. Pearl Jam was on it, Crazy Mary. Anyway, this is Frying Pan. It's done by Evan Dando, and man, it's just a good song. I can't believe you haven't turned this off. I cannot believe you're listening to this, but it goes something like this. Okay, wait, I gotta get in the rhythm. Do, ba do, do, do. One laugh in the middle of a struggle. Lay a diamond at the bottom of a puddle. Did you ever stare at the moon until you saw double? Well, I hear you walk away from trouble. There's a guy walking, I see him. Good love, there ain't no denying. This is terrible. Say bad love, somebody ain't trying. And did you ever walk someplace just to take the time, or take the fast road and get going? And then the rules break, there's no mistake. These are precious times, you and I, we walk a line. This is why I like babysitting kids. We walk a line. You can just sing to them, you can just walk around carrying them, singing. They don't care, they like it. I looked at a frying pan, I sang a song. I looked at a dying man, he sang along. We got mountains, and we got beaches, reverb on the underpass. We got love that makes us mad. Oh, there's a guy on a bicycle. Who's going right by me? That's not the lyric. Okay, let me do that one again. Ch-ch-ch. Oh, we got love that makes us mad. Love that has to teach us. Unga, 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 unga. And then the rules break, there's no mistake. These are precious times, you and I, we walk a line. Oh, it's not in my nose, we walk a line. Fuck this shit. We walk, baby. Alright, I should finish this off with one more real song. Goodness gracious, man. You shouldn't have listened to that. What's the matter with you? This is your only life you got, man. You shouldn't listen to this. Are you insane? Holy fuck. I think you're insane. That's what I think. Oh, there's this one condo out here on Esplanade East. Near, I don't know exactly which street I'm on here, but it's weird. It's the only condo for some time. And, when I came home from Guar, I remember it was very, very foggy. And how is it that everyone thinks they can sing, right? That's what American Idol's all about, is based on this. Like, oh, I can sing, of course. Why not? It's fucking pathetic, man. Holy shit. But yeah, the mist looked awesome because you can't see the tops of the buildings and it's very creepy. I downloaded a bunch of Busta Rhymes the other day. I'm tempted to play Abandoned Ship, but not quite feeling it enough. Use It by the New Pornographers, that's a good one. Ooh, Dig by Incubus, man, maybe. That's a favorite that keeps coming back. People fucking send in Vinyl Countdown letters about, oh, whiny bitch McNally. Dude, fuck you. I talk about shit in that show that's the only shit that fucking matters in the world. You dopey fucks. Let's do it, man. Dig by Incubus. Little bit, little soft, a little bit emo, maybe. Little bit wussy if you really fucking think you're so tough. Oh, I'm so tough. I'm so cool. I never cry about nothing. I never feel bad. Well, fuck you, dude. Open your brain up, you stupid shit-face, ball-head fuck. Anyone who's thinking about anything on any kind of sensible level is gonna feel bad a lot. You're gonna feel sad about stuff because we are walking dead people. Our bodies are just falling the fuck apart. This shit was never meant to last. It's the reason why religion hooks you with the eternity hook in your stupid fucking brain, because, oh, you wish so much. You wish that could be true, but it's not. These bodies don't have to last forever, and they won't. You get a brief little flash, a quick little life, and then you are dead. You are dead forever, and if you ever thought about that, if you ever took the time, you would stop trying to be cool right away. Trust me about that. Fuck. There's nothing stupider than pretending. Oh, I'm so tough. I'm so cool. I gotta figure it out. Oh, Wuss McNally. Crying about shit on the internet. Oh, thinking about things. Feeling feelings. What a douche. Fuck you. I would kick your fucking teeth in, you stupid fucks. You're so fucking dumb. You're probably young. You're probably young and stupid. But hey, it doesn't mean I can't say fuck you. Here's Dig by Incubus. A song about, hey, you know, this tough-ass life we have. Sometimes you meet a person that helps. Sometimes you meet a person that makes everything feel better. Sometimes you meet a person that helps you when things get tough. Not very often, but sometimes. And that's what this song is about. KeithGirsch.com. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Look me in the eye and ask for forgiveness, or make a pact to never speak that word again. Yes, you are my friend. We all have something that digs at us. At least we dig each other. Take me out.
Waste your time.